Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, well, we're back with Ask Angelo advice, and I'm so excited because I've gotten so many emails that have asked for more podcasts. So I did stop for a while, but I'm back again. And this week we have post-holiday sex slumps. Gotten lots of letters about being in sex slumps after the holidays. And we'll find out how to get out of that. And also about coming out. A young teenager wrote to me with a heartfelt story. So first, dear Angelo, I find myself in a post-holiday sex slump. Got any ideas? Signed, Sex Slump. And I wrote, dear Sex Slump, still reeling from the holidays, it's normal for our minds to be elsewhere. We may have other priorities on our plate, like family and other relationship issues, personal problems. Maybe we went off our diets or some other relapse with alcohol or something. Maybe clearing out that mountain of debt from shopping. But all these things can create stress, and a bunch of stress can lead to a bit of depression. And stress nor depression are good for our libidos. Further, weight gain from all the holiday food, lower temperatures outside, and shorter days can lead to us having less energy for sex. It's no wonder certain tribes held special ceremonies to scare away the cold, dark winter. What did they do? They danced. That's right, working themselves into a trance, a wild frenzy. Woo! Which brings me to a solution. Move your body. That's right, swift and sassy. Being physically fit decreases stress while increasing sex drive and mood. So exercise. As they say in the movie Madagascar, I like to move it, move it. You like to move it, move it. All right, well, that's why I'm a therapist and not a singer. But another solution, of course, is community. The whole village gathered around for these winter rituals. So withdrawal may be the urge to stay home and cuddle in bed alone with the TV on the couch. But resist it and stay social. Also get plenty of light. Perhaps getting outside, take a vacation to a sunny spot, or a visit to the tanning salon will do the trick. And lastly, just try having sex, whether you feel like it or not. Usually once you have it, you'll want more. There is one more thing. It doesn't hurt to check with your doctor and therapist. The second question, dear Angelo, I need help coming out to my parents. I've come out to my siblings already and they're cool with it, but my parents aren't American. They don't know English, so they're not okay around gays. My mother has asked me if I'm gay point blank, but I lied through my teeth. She expressed how extremely happy she was that I wasn't gay. Now it's so hard on me. I can't be myself around her. I know that it would kill her if I told her I'm gay. Angelo, I desperately need your advice or opinion on this matter. Signed, Generation Gap. And I wrote, dear Generation Gap, you can't afford to hide away from your parents any longer. Unless your life is in danger, I encourage you not to hide or tone down the signals that you're gay anymore. Take your attention off of all the fear and put it on being your true self instead. You hurt no one else by revealing your authentic nature. We're born gay. It's not a choice. It's self-acceptance. Realize that there is nothing shameful about being a gay man. Snap a rubber band on your wrist every time you forget that. Yes, others you love may get upset, but you rob no one else by being yourself. Others will have their thoughts and feelings about you, but that has nothing to do with you. It's just their belief, their opinion, their expectation of how men should be based upon what they learned. Let them own that. Don't take it on. In fact, in an act of self-love, you can change their minds by coming out and educating them, just like you bravely did with your siblings. So you've already proven you're strong enough to do it. You can also arm yourself with the fact that the number one thing that ends a person's homophobia is knowing someone gay. Until you're fully you, you keep yourself and everyone else living a lie. You stifle all that your life in the world can be, including full of acceptance, belonging, and love. Reminds me, I treated a man whose mother told him when he was a boy that she'd rather have a dead son than a gay son. Severely rejecting statements like these, as innocent or well-intentioned as they may be, are seriously damaging, even traumatic, to gay boys. It can set up a profound shame, a sense of being unlovable, a corroded self-esteem, and self-destructive behavior for life as an adult. Parents may say these things because they know we're gay and perhaps they're trying to scare us into changing to protect us, but sexual orientation is innate and immutable. The best thing parents can do is support and love their children for exactly who and what they are. For more in-depth solutions on this topic, get my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or AskAngelo.com. And also be sure to visit Parrots, Family, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays at PFLAG.org. Well, that's all for now. Be sure to check me out at AskAngelo.com, and we'll see you real soon. I'm out.